In Algeria, Muslim extremists killed more than a dozen soldiers earlier this month in a rare flare-up of violence there. During the 1990s, the government fought and ultimately won a brutal civil war against an Islamist insurgency, but the cost was enormous. Some 200,000 civilians died. Algerians say it's the memory of those years that has kept them from demonstrating against their government, even if they face some of the same problems that are now inspiring revolutions in other Arab nations. Eleanor Beardsley reports on the black decade that still haunts Algeria.
The French submission to the Oscars in March was a film about seven Trappist monks killed by Islamist extremists at their monastery in the mountains of northern Algeria. The movie, Of Gods and Men, is based on a true story from 1996 as the Algerian state battled an Islamist insurgency. The movie shows the monks living in friendship with the poor local population, offering health services and joining in weddings and local celebrations. As the country slips deeper into conflict, the monks don't know whether to stay and risk death or leave and betray the local population, which depends on them. They stay and are eventually kidnapped and beheaded. Although the murders of the monks shocked the West, Algerians were suffering similar tragedies every day, says Algerian journalist Rachid Kiari.
People lived for 8 years, not knowing if they would even return home when they left the house in the morning. People saw babies massacred and whole villages wiped out. Today there are cases of schizophrenia relating to those years. It was horrible. And after a while, no one knew who was killing who anymore.
The civil war began after an era of unprecedented openness in Algeria at the end of the 1980s. Personal freedoms blossomed and dozens of new political parties were created. But when Islamist parties appeared ready to sweep to victory in the early 90s, the government canceled elections. The Islamists fought back, initially targeting the army and police, but then they began attacking civilians. Artists, teachers, judges, and journalists were slain. State security forces trying to rout out the insurgency often killed indiscriminately. By the end of the 1990s, an estimated 200,000 Algerians had died. Members of the Algerian Association of the Disappeared have been protesting like this once a week since 1998. They say they simply want information about the more than 8,000 Algerians who went missing during the Black Decade. Nassera Dutour is president of the association. Since her own son, Amin, was kidnapped some 13 years ago, Dutour says she doesn't bother wearing makeup, and she calls her frequent laugh a nervous habit. She describes how people like her son disappeared in the 1990s.
The military and the police would come together. They'd circle a village looking for the so-called terrorists. It was like the Gestapo. They'd knock at the door, lock up the women, and take the men. And if they couldn't find who they were looking for, they'd take other family members.
The government eventually put down the insurgency, and in 2005, under current Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, Algerians approved a charter for national reconciliation. It gave amnesty to Islamists who handed in their weapons, and families were monetarily compensated for members who had disappeared. Dutour says she and the other mothers also want information about their children, but since the amnesty, the government considers the issue of the missing closed and refuses to meet with them. Almost every Algerian was touched by the killings of the 90s. Dr. Amel Abbes is seeing patients at one of the main hospitals in the capital of Algiers. She says Algerians are still profoundly affected by the violence of the 90s. During the Black Decade, people just tried to stay alive and prayed that the killing would stop, she says. That's why they don't take to the streets in protest now.
Les gens veulent vivre tranquille maintenant.
People want to live peacefully and normally now, and we want to become more prosperous too. I think once we've done that, we'll think more about democracy.
Abbes and other Algerians say they want change to come, but they want to take their time and make sure it comes peacefully. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.
This is NPR.